Occasionally, you'll see a story involving a much-respected and valued piece of art hanging in a much-respected museum that turns out to be fake. Creating copies of other people's art has been going on for a long time, but there's one place where the best of these fakes is celebrated. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. It's in Vienna, Austria, and it's called the Falscher Museum, or the Museum of Art Fakes. It opened 15 years ago and features forgeries of Rembrandt, Chagall's, and others. The museum is careful to distinguish between copies of famous paintings that are clearly labeled as copies and copies that have been sold as the real thing, sometimes for millions. One fraudster sold a fake to the number two Nazi, Hermann Göring, but after the war, the artist was so afraid he'd be accused of cooperating with the Nazis that he fessed up to that forgery plus others. Remember the fake Hitler diaries, 60 volumes forged in the early 80s and sold to a German magazine for millions of dollars? That was before experts discovered they were written on a kind of paper that didn't exist in Hitler's days. You'll find some pages of those diaries at Vienna's Museum of Art Fakes, too. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.